Imagine walking into a room full of worry warts. You know the type, furrowed brow and fidgety hands. Now, picture yourself as the calm one in that crowd. Sound impossible? Well, today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll reminds us that a peaceful presence comes to those who walk in the Spirit of God. Paul identified peace as a fruit of the Spirit. So in today's study, we're digging into sections of Isaiah and Hebrews to unearth some wisdom that will transform your churning into tranquility. Chuck titled today's message, Don't Miss the Entrance to Peace.
You will keep in perfect peace all who, there's the word, trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust and fixing thoughts on are synonymous. They mean the same thing. It's the idea of leaning on, relying on, resting in, being sure of, believing in. When you turn to Him and you trust in Him, and you fix your thoughts on Him, what is He? Look at the last two words, eternal rock. You will never hear the Lord answer back to you when you call on Him, let's say in the middle of the night, that's too much for me. I just can't handle all of that. No, He's the eternal rock. He never gives way. He never breaks under the load. He's never weak. You have nothing to fear when you turn to Him. In fact, you must turn to Him. That's why the word trust is also rendered fix your mind on, fix your thoughts on. You know how you can do that? You can be so fixed on something, you hardly hear what someone is saying. I suggest starting the day like that. Today, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to face. Or maybe you're able to say, I'm facing something I've been dreading, but I've got to face it. And I can't face it in myself. I need You. I rely on You. I want to fix my thoughts on You, and I want to leave it with You. I am not going to ruin my breakfast, my morning, my lunch, my day by worrying over what I've been dreading. I'm going to stop the dread, and I'm going to leave it with You. It may be an adult son or daughter of yours that you can't fix. Stop trying. Stop trying. Give them over to the Lord. He's never met a wayward one He can't take care of. Now, He won't do it when you want it done, which is now. He may not do it like you want it done, which is sort of slap them around till they wake up. No, that's not His method. He may use suffering. He may use loss. I'm going to go a step further. He may use a prison sentence. He may use a death of someone they love. He may use some heartbreaking experience in their lives that crushes them, humbles them, and brings them back to Him. Whatever. When you turn it over to Him, you turn over the plan to Him. You don't give Him the method. It's His to choose. You're fixing your minds on Him, not what He's going to do. Now, I've saved the best part of the verses to last before we get to Hebrews 4. He will keep us in, look at it, perfect peace. This is not just peace. This is a double measure of peace. The Hebrew sentence says, he will keep you in peace, peace. Shalom, shalom. He will double up his peace when you really turn it over to him. He will give you a peace that you can't even describe sitting where you are right now, any of us. He will flood your churning place with a tranquility and relief you will find no place else. It's yours. It's the peace of Christ. It's the same peace that accompanied him all the way to the cross, which he bore on our behalf without one word of bitterness or blame. In fact, when you study the words of Christ on the cross, they're full of grace and mercy, and I'm going to say it, forgiveness. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Those are words that come from the place of peace. You say, well, I can't imagine. You can have that kind of peace. You can imagine it. Otherwise, Isaiah is lying to us. Otherwise, it doesn't mean what it says. See, my job is to help you see what it says and then to get out of the way. And you take it from there. Right now, all you're hearing are words. They will do you no good, no great sermon or poor sermon or long sermon or short sermon ever did anyone any good until it was applied. I'm talking about letting peace rule your life. It's up to you. You can leave the same worry wart you came in as, and you're no different. This is real peace. This is shalom, shalom peace. We fix our minds on him. We do what we should do, and we leave the rest to him. I can't keep our employees faithful. I can't keep them pure. I can't make individuals cooperative. I can model that, but I can't make anyone else. That's his responsibility. So I trust him for it. Now, I've taken quite a while in Isaiah. I won't take that long in Hebrews, but I want you to see a synonym to trust in Isaiah. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. Turn there, will you? Hebrews chapter 4. God's promise of entering his rest still stands. Stop right there. See the synonym? His rest. It's called trusting in him in Isaiah. It's called entering his rest in Hebrews 4. Think of that space within you. I've called it the churning place. It has an entrance. When peace takes place, it has entered our lives. And rest has occurred. He says it's so important, we ought to tremble with fear that we're missing it. Are you walking with that kind of rest in your souls? What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Every day I have the choice of entering his rest. If you read through the passage, you will see verse 9 calls it a Sabbath rest. Sabbath is a Hebrew word meaning seventh. referring to the seventh day of creation. God's creating this world in these first 6 days of creation, and then the seventh day, he rested. Was he tired? Of course not. Omnipotence cannot tire. Then why did he rest? He wanted to model for us a Sabbath rest, which he has reserved for our souls. Now get this. It's easy to make the Sabbath a ritual. Some have done it by limiting it to one day of the week. We still have the habit of calling it the Sabbath day. People don't realize it, but that's Saturday. That's the seventh day of the week, not Sunday. Never has been Sunday. But somehow, certain denominations have chosen the Sabbath, a Sunday, as what they call the day of rest. Stop. It was never meant to be the day of rest. Every day is a Sabbath day. Every moment is a Sabbath moment. There remains a rest for the people of God. It's not limited to a day. Look for it. You won't find it referring to a day in our lives. You know, it's interesting when you travel to Israel, you always have to make sure that if it's the Shabbat, as they call it, that's the Sabbath. That's from sundown on Friday until sundown on Saturday. No work. They've turned it into a ritual. There are hundreds of rules to keep the rules of the Sabbath. Are you ready for this? They even have a Sabbath elevator. Visitors don't know that. So when a tourist gets on an elevator and it's a Sabbath elevator, it stops at every floor automatically. Zzz, stops. Doors open. Doors closed. Zzz, stops. Doors open. Doors closed. On a tall hotel, it could take you half a week to get to the top before you're through. Just kidding. You know why it does that? Because pushing that button on the elevator is work. Give me a break. That's what I mean by rituals. Don't walk here or you'll break a blade of grass. That's work. Don't do that. It's the Sabbath. That's work. Don't cook. It's the Sabbath. That's work. So you eat only leftovers. Or you let the Arabs cook for you. You don't cook as a Jew because you're observing the Shabbat. That's not what this is teaching. The light goes on. You know when you're to rest? Every moment of your life. That's why Isaiah said he will keep you in shalom, shalom. You can be kept there. You can have rest on Thursday afternoon. You can have rest before you enter the hospital. You can have rest through the night on Tuesday. You can experience rest on Saturday or Sunday or Friday. There remains a rest for the people of God. In fact, we are to be so concerned about it that we're to fear not entering that rest that's available. I've said a whole lot about resting and about trusting. When are we to apply this? If you read again through this passage, you will see there's an urgency in the writer's mind. Mentioning today. If you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. In other words, it's to be applied today, right now. Before you leave to get in your car, or if you're watching online, before you turn off that electronic device you're looking at, before you get up from your seat, you are to be at rest. In other words, you're to say to the Lord, in effect, I'm going to trust you by faith. I'm going to rely on, just like I do when I sit down in that chair. I don't worry about it holding me up. If I can go back to that simple illustration, I just sit down. I don't wake up in the morning worried about what the day will bring. I say, Lord, it's your day. When I am walking in fellowship with him, this is your moment. You gave me the model of a Sabbath. Let me experience it now. Give me that sense of peace, peace. Start today. Begin now. If you read the passage in Hebrews 4, it talks about the people of Israel that didn't enter the rest. That would be those Joshua was leading into the land, and they didn't want to go because they were afraid of what the Canaanites would do or how they would be defeated in battle, even though the Lord had said, I'm going to give you the land. They didn't believe. They stayed east of Jordan. They didn't enter that rest. The others went in, and guess what? They found houses they didn't build. They ate from vines they didn't plant. And trees as well. They drank from cisterns they hadn't dug. They lived on streets they hadn't prepared. They all moved into model homes once Jericho was emptied, and God provided them with the land without one person losing his life as the people of Jericho were defeated. He has promised you this kind of rest. And he wants you to begin today. Don't delay. This isn't something for next week or when you get older or after you finish your schooling or once you've gotten beyond this hurdle that you're dealing with. No, now, 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 right now. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, here's the hard part. This is yours to apply. I can't follow you out to your car. I'm not able to get in your car and follow you home or go with you to your home. At this point, my responsibility ends. I've told you the truth. You've got to act on it. If you continue to worry, this sermon did you no good. You wasted your time. You didn't even need to come this morning. Why waste your time listening to a lot of words? But if it makes a difference in how you view your life and your future from here on, oh, invaluable time spent together. Oh, I almost forgot. There are some of you who can't do it. Sorry. You may try all the techniques I've explained, but it won't work because you don't have Christ. Remember, it's let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. That means you're linked to him, and he's ready to transfer his peace to you just as he's given you his life. But if you've never met the Lord, you're not on speaking terms. You have no relationship with him. But now, today, you can trust in Christ and begin that relationship, and you can enter into this peace starting today, right now. Let's take care of that, okay? Bow with me, will you? Just sit quietly for a moment. I know what time it is. I won't keep you needlessly. Are you sure there's been a time in your life when you've asked Christ to become your Savior? If you have to say, honestly, there has not been, then you're the one I've ended this message talking to. Trust Him now. He's the Prince of Peace. He will take away the sins of your life and never remember them against you again. If you died tonight, you would die and have an eternal home in heaven. As secure as the godliest person you've ever met. Because heaven is your home because you know Christ, not because you've lived a good life or because you've tried real hard to attend church. It's trusting in Christ that makes everything right eternally. Trust in Him now. Thank you in advance, Father, for how you will use these words to bring about the presence of peace among those who have churned most of their lives. May they know a relief and a release and a rest that can't even be described to others. May your shalom, shalom become their experience from this day on. Now to Him who is able to guard us from stumbling and to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Through Christ, I pray. And all His people said, Amen. All His people said, Amen. Amen.
Don't miss the entrance to peace. That's the title Chuck Swindoll gave to our study today. It's the fourth of nine sermons in a brand new teaching series on the fruit of the Spirit. Keep listening as Chuck guides us through all nine virtues that Paul identified in Galatians chapter 5: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, when we planned to present this study on Insight for Living, Chuck asked his team to put together a spiral-bound workbook for you. He wanted to give you a place to study alongside him while jotting down your own notes and observations about the fruit of the Spirit. This workbook is perfectly suited for your private devotions or to use in a group setting where it will stimulate great conversation among your friends. We call this resource our Searching the Scriptures Bible Study for the Fruit of the Spirit, and you can purchase a copy right now by going to insight.org/workbooks. Or call us at 800-772-8888. We're also pleased to offer you a brand new booklet called How to Follow a Giant. Chuck describes what it was like to step into a leadership role following in the footsteps of his mentors. It's deeply personal, and his booklet gives us a biblical lesson on how to pass the baton to the next generation of leaders. In addition to sharing biblical insights, Chuck includes some fascinating glimpses into his family of origin and how his family relationships impacted his future ministry. Again, this booklet is called How to Follow a Giant, and you're invited to request a copy right now when your request includes a donation to support the ministry of Insight for Living. Here's the address to write to us. It's Insight for Living, Post Office Box 5000, Frisco, Texas 75034. You can also call us at 800-772-8888. Or go online to insight.org/donate.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Hi, I'm Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tails, and I'd like to introduce you to the club. Well, there's Stacy.
You could say she has moxie.
My mom might have the baby this week. Doctor said any time now.
And then there is the hilarious Goose.
I just invented a new, never-before-invented Goozle Horn Alooza. It's a musical instrument, but has never existed until just now.
There is Sweet Marcia.
My brain just exploded. Stacy, make that happen. We just have to have unicorns in Wildwood. We could all be world famous.
And we can't forget Ned.
Ooh, I want to do a story on arch villains who are trying to take over the world.
And of course, there's CJ.
I want to do a story on superheroes who foil the plans of arch villains.
Oh, foil. Nice touch there.
Why, thank you.
And to help them all find their way and the occasional adventure is the town's handyman, Papa Chuck.
Everything that comes to an apprentice of Jesus like me.
And me.
And you all. Everything that has come to us has been allowed by God.
I invite you to join in the fun, the music, and the teaching of Paws and Tails, the children's audio series from Insight for Living Ministry.
I'm Bill Meyer, inviting you to join us when Chuck Swindoll describes your companion in God's waiting room, Thursday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Don't Miss the Entrance to Peace, was copyrighted in 2023 and 2024, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2024 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.